Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Some time back, I spoke about our highways and roads and their poor condition. You may remember that I referred to the Redwood Highway as the Cone Highway. I was more concerned about the potholes, but now, because of the drugs, and especially the marijuana, I am more concerned about the potheads. In the states of Maryland and Kentucky, the opioids have become an epidemic as their use has become astronomical. Aggression has now been linked to substance abuse, intermittent explosive disorder, or verbal outbursts currently affect as many as 16 million Americans. In a recent newspaper article in April of this year titled Cannafest, I read with dismay about the cannabis culture in our community. During the 9 days from April 14th to the 23rd, Humboldt Green Week was celebrated. They were celebrating poetry and marijuana, yoga and marijuana. It's appalling to me to see how our local governments have gotten behind the culture, cultivation, sale, and use of marijuana. So at the Cannafest Festival, you could celebrate 3 years of cannabis culture and education. Starting on April 9th was the Green Week pre-party. Then there was Seed, the untold story of marijuana growth. Then there was the Green Week wine flight, and later followed by the Green Week family jam. At Redwood Acres, you could witness the Cannafest Community Choice Awards, the Cannafest Bowl, Humboldt Grow Games, Cannabis Job Fair, and more that should turn your stomach. One of the programs that was offered was a cooking class titled Plant-Based on a Budget, and of course, don't forget that during this period of time, it was Celebrate Earth Day, Earth being where you grow those plants that you see walking around our community every day, and I call them potheads. In 1937, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed into law a bill outlawing the sale and use of marijuana. He was ahead of his time. I leave you with a point to ponder. I understand that the laws have changed, but I hope there are more of you out there that are from the old school like me and hate to see our community deteriorate with the use of drugs that have been promoted by so many, whether it's in government or in the private community. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.